USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After weeks of protests, beginning with the death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis Police Department, President Trump is signing an executive order that would change police department policies.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The measure calls for increased training about the use of force and will build up a national database that tracks misconduct in police departments. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the measure doesn't go far enough.
Unfortunately, this executive order will not deliver comprehensive, meaningful change and accountability in our nation's police departments that Americans are demanding.
He also said a modest executive order will not make up for policies designed to roll back progress made in recent years. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate and the House are considering proposals on police reform. One bill that's up for debate in a House committee this week is considered a non-starter in the Republican-led Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
"We're in the process of making a law, not just making a point."
He says a Republican measure drafted by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will do that. GOP leaders say the bill will eliminate chokeholds, require officers to intervene to stop unacceptable use of force, and increase the use of cameras. A proposal from House Democrats would also limit qualified immunity as it protects police officers from any lawsuits. According to the White House, that's a provision that the president will not support. North Korea has bombed the inter-Korean liaison office on the border city of Gosong. The South Korean government expressed strong regret over the demolition of the office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Some nursing home policies during the pandemic have been questioned. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The United States death toll from COVID-19 in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities has topped 50,000, marking a grim milestone in a pandemic that is taking a heavy toll on the oldest and most vulnerable people. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells Fox News guidelines were not followed and folks need to be held accountable.
There were a few states where they went their own direction. In fact, they required that that if somebody was COVID positive, that they had to be sent back to the nursing home and expressly prohibited the nursing home from even checking to see if they were COVID positive. And in those states, we saw deadly results. And I'm talking about thousands of people that died in nursing homes in those states that should have never died. If the states would have followed the guidelines, meaning if you've got somebody COVID positive, you don't send them back to a nursing home if the nursing home can't properly isolate and take care of them. And yet that's the mandate that these governors gave in violation of federal guidelines. I've asked that we bring those governors in and ask them to explain why they violated the guidelines and gave these mandates that ended up killing thousands of seniors in each of their states.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.